I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. Southern California tickets are now on sale for the Steel Wars 200th podcast live at the Scum and Villainy Cantina on Saturday the 2nd of February at 3:30 p.m. And we will be joined by special interview guest Eric Walker, who played Mace Tuani in the 80s Ewok made for TV films A Caravan of Courage, An Ewok Adventure, and Ewoks, The Battle for Endor. Get ready for behind-the-scenes stories from the films, what it was like to work with Warwick Davis, and of course, the maker, George Lucas. Plus, we'll have a special audience mic set up if you've got a question to ask too. And if you can, hang out for a bit after the show and take in all the fun of the Scum and Villainy Cantina. Pre-sale tickets are just $10 and are available from SteelWars.com or $12 on the door from the Scum and Villainy Cantina. I cannot wait to talk Ewoks with Eric, and I hope to see you there. But for now, let's get on with the show. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And this is our very special 2018 Grand Final Prediction Show episode. Was that title ever going to end? It did, you guys. We got through it. But we are going to go through the top four predictions, and then you can click on the link in this episode's show notes and go vote on which one you think was the best prediction of 2018. Very exciting. Now, how you rate the best, that's your call. But I sort of think the most surprising of them all that came true. That's how I rate predictions. Now, this Saturday in LA time, American time, we'll be doing our 2019 news prediction show, starting the contest off for another year. And you can contribute. If you're in the LA, Southern Californian area, you can come and join us on the mic and give your prediction in person. If you can make it to Geeky Tees at 6 p.m., which is in Burbank, in a really nice area. If you're ever driving around L.A., Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank has lots of cool indie nerd stores, toy shops and costume shops and secondhand shops. It's a really good spot. So Geeky Tees, where you can watch live podcasts, where you can buy games, you can buy tea, and you can pat and also take home rescued cats. What a spot. What a spot. That's 2220 West Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank. So if you're there, we'll have a mic for audience members and you can give your prediction in person, and it's one prediction per person. So once you get to the second one, you are out. We are ignoring that. Now, if you can't make it, which is most of you, because you're all spread around the world, it's very frustrating. You can email one prediction to prediction@steelwars.com, or during the show live, you can call in and we'll be doing the show live on Blog Talk Radio as well. And that number is 646-668-8360. All this info is in the show notes. So on your little podcast app, all this stuff will be there. There'll be links and all that sort of stuff. So it's, I guess, the funnest way is to call in or be there live. But if you're going to be busy on Saturday, or I think it's Sunday afternoon if you're in Australia, middle of the night if you are in the UK. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Euros. But let's get to the predictions from this year. And then there's a link in show notes. It will take you to a Twitter poll and you can vote. And voting closes just before the live show on Saturday, where we'll announce, we will crown the victor. Now, let's go with Mr. Sunday Movies. We sort of did these in, I don't know how this order worked out. It was the order that Dom wrote them down in. He categorized them. So this is part of the solo chunk of predictions, but it doesn't matter. Mr. Sunday Movies from the Weekly Planet podcast and YouTube has this prediction, which we'll play a clip from our prediction review live show with featured Rashad, Emma Fyfe, Laura Syracuse, Ken Knapsack, and Sal Perales. And you can watch or listen to that full episode on YouTube for watching and listening just on the Steel Wars podcast feed, wherever podcasts are downloaded in your local area. So, let's go to Mr. Sunday Movies prediction and our response.
Also from the Weekly Planet podcast, Mr. Sunday Movies predicted the solo film. Oh, this is brutal. this is a great prediction. Mr. Sunday Movies predicted that the solo film would be fine. Not exceptional, safe. Not revolutionary. And he doubles down. And they'll announce a new animated series.
Oh, wow. What does he mean by fine? Like 50% like, Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah. No, I think just what it a lot of people see it as is like, yeah, it didn't change my life.
I would put that in the correct category, yeah, personally.
Especially with the animated series, too.
Yeah.
I think that's the icing on the cake.
That is
it's a good one.
Yeah, I just don't like it when people's predictions are right but downbeat.
Like, yeah.
It's all from a certain point of view.
The fact that he added,
well,
like, an animated series is coming. So I think it helps. Yeah, it's like, it'll be fine. It's like, okay, that's.
Yeah, it's almost dickish in how well he did. So we'll put that down in. It's definitely up for contention.
All right. As Laura Syracuse pointed out, the fact that he doubled down with the animation, that makes it a pretty sweet prediction for Mr. Sunday Movies. It is a bummer that, I don't know, the audience, like reception ones are also hard because let's just come to terms with the people. Star Wars fans have not agreed on anything since 1977. It's, there's, you might think, but yeah, no. This might be shocking to you guys, but some people went to saw Return of the Jedi. They don't like the Ewoks. I know how it baffles me, but they're out there. Sickos, guys. So that's Mr. Sunday Movies predicting that Solo would be fine and doubles down with the animation. Now, if you're making a prediction, see, it seems like sometimes when people double down, they go too far and that rules them out of contention. It's a delicate balance. I have to say, some of the predictions are coming in very good, very imaginative, and some nice layers. I'm trying not to read too many of them because I like to be surprised on the day. Super fun. Now, Rusty Brown, our good buddy in San Diego, came through with the goods with this a in-universe solo prediction. You can predict Star Wars news or you can predict things that are going to happen in the movies as well because those things that happen make news. Now, let's go to Rusty's.
Rusty Brown from San Diego predicts the solo film will depict Chewbacca ripping someone's arms out of their sockets to save the day.
Does it end there? Does the prediction stop there?
Is there more?
End of prediction.
Hey! You have a winner.
Yay,
take
Rusty.
That man to Chili's. I know what Rusty Brown likes.
He loves his chilies. Well done, Rusty. You are definitely...
Looks at Rashad to confirm.
Confirmed.
You are... we've got to get down the bottom of the screen. The impact...
The
white
ticker?
Impact font. No, just confirmed.
Oh.
Maybe a red circle around the Chili's logo or something like that.
So Chewbacca ripping arms off, which is... it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, we heard about it. We heard about it in the original trilogy. Then Uncle Plot had his scene of his arms getting ripped off in the Force Awakens deleted. And, yeah, Rusty coming through with a pretty sweet prediction. See, after the film comes out, it's like, oh, that was, you know, yeah, I thought he was going to do that. But to add that to the prediction thing, pretty, pretty good. And he keeps it clean, which keeps him in contention. And Rusty of San Diego, as we hinted at, loves the Chili's restaurant franchise. It brings him much joy. He would rip someone's arms off to get into a Chili's or maybe just get served at a Chili's. There was an incident. He didn't get his food and it was really sad. It was really tough. Not for me because I was at the other end eating heartily. Great stuff. Now, let's go to Jordan's prediction, which I do have to say, I remember reading this out on the prediction show, the start of the contest at the start of 2018, and I'm not too proud to say it. I definitely scoffed at this one, but here we are.
Jordan O'Mara from Victoria predicted that Solo will underperform and cause Lucasfilm to rethink future standalones.
Oh. On point.
Yeah.
Bittersweet. Yeah. Well done, sort of, Jordan. When people get the negative ones right, it's such a, like, well done, but, oh.
So, yes, Jordan nailing it. With the results from Solo causing Lucasfilm to rethink their rollout of films. What has Jordan got in store for us this year with predictions? That's what I want to know. Now, our final grand finalist comes by way of Richmond, Australia. Although, I think... he may have moved, but still in the Melbourne area of Australia. And it's our buddy, Josh Chapman from the Star Wars Spelt Out podcast. And he's got this prediction about a bit of fan culture.
And our final prediction. Bang on. Joshua Chapman. From Melbourne, who actually just had a daughter this week. So congratulations, Joshua.
Congrats.
He predicted an influx of Last Jedi fan edits of questionable quality online.
Winner.
Okay, I think
winner.
That's a winner.
Yeah, that's good. That is good. Right.
That is a big thumbs up.
So yes, I think we all had a hearty chuckle because what made news sometime this year was the bizarre Last Jedi fan edit where they tried to edit out most of the women in the film. I don't know what's going on there. But a very enjoyable prediction from Josh. So I'm actually, for all these guys now, I'm just like desperate to see what they predict for next year because I know that they are on point with their predictions. So I trust their predictive skill, you know what I'm saying? But speaking of trusting the predictive skill, our live guests at this Saturday's podcast at Geeky Tees Burbank, where we'll be making our predictions for 2019, Courtney Everett from Who Talks First, who, as we've talked about with her on the podcast, you know, they were predicting what happened in The Last Jedi correctly like a week after The Force Awakens. We've got Riley Silverman. She's a hilarious comedian on the LA scene who's been a Steel Wars guest before. Bart Freebarn, whose credit I have down as Food Wizard, one of my favorite comedians from back home in Melbourne. We've got the producing Rashad Quaysom from the Wheel Communication Pod on his throne off stage. I'll be there and we'll have a live mic for you guys to make your prediction as well. But if you can't make it, email one prediction to prediction@steelwars.com or call in live from 6 o'clock Pacific time on 646-668-8360. And if you are calling internationally out of America, the best way to do that is on Skype, and you just add a +1 to the start of the number. The link to vote on these ones is in the show notes. It will take you to a Twitter post, and you just click which one you want to win. And get in your prediction, and we'll do all this again at the end of this year. It is super fun, and I hope you'll be a part of it. Thanks so much, you guys, and may that force be with you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
If you're after more Star Wars listening, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net, where you can find such great podcasts as Blue Harvest, First Order Transmissions, Idiots Array, Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting, Podcast 2187, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Cargo Hold, and The Sith List. So that's planetbroadcasting.com and makingstarwars.net. Los Angeles tickets are now on sale for our final live podcast of the year at Geeky Tees, Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, on Saturday, December 15th at 4 p.m. For the first time ever, we'll be doing a live podcast version of our annual Listener Prediction Review Show, where we review all the Star Wars news predictions that you guys made at the start of the year. I'll be joined on stage by a grip of previous Steel Wars guests, along with the live audience, to help us decide who was the Jedi Master Star Wars predictor for 2018. And spoiler alert, I did not fare well in this competition. It's going to be a hilarious afternoon of live Star Wars fun, Saturday, December 15th, 4 p.m. at Geeky Tees Burbank. Tickets are on sale at merchostore.com. The link is in the show notes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.